This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Blackness from the Stars.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Created by Gary Sumter and the King of Chicago.
Hey!
Hey, that blackness is the King of Chicago. The Blackness in the Stars.
So you're from Chicago and you're doing a bit of a Brooklyn thing. I'm doing a Brooklyn thing.
Yeah, Chicago is more like this.
Chicago,
hello,
yeah.
I'm a hot dog. Welcome to Mayor Daily.
you gotta do like a Michael Moore super fans kind of thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, Michael Moore, the super fan.
No, well, no, just like, you know, like the upper the upper north.
Detroit.
I'm just speaking, you know, of a northern of a Great Lakes accent.
Yeah,
which is what
you're my home people.
Yeah, my people. Yeah,
my provenance. The Cubbies. Fight the Mets. Gary Sumter made this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
Shimmering blackness in the sky.
Yeah, I like the idea of like a displaced piece of nature that takes on a malevolence, you know. Mm-hmm. So like what this is, it is like a blob of darkness that was taken from the fabric of the cosmos at the center of the universe, and you know, just by some other force, and became conscious and malevolent as a result of that.
Yep, an outer god.
Yes.
It is also, if you are like need to build some confidence,
mm-hmm.
like let's say your Call of Cthulhu character is just like down in the dumps, this would be a good deity to kill.
Yeah. No, just get back up on your feet.
Easy to kill.
Yeah.
Because sunlight does it.
Yep. Here's the thing about the universe, a lot of it's empty space. You know, a lot of it's within view of a sun.
Yeah. A big portion of it. And if like daylight does, you know, 1d10. Plus 2 points of damage per round, you know? So like this whole thing, it hides in caves, it has three moves. It can plague you with dreams, right? That happens.
Yeah.
It can enthrall you. So if you're near it, it can kind of take over your mind.
Yeah, it does a power match. Yeah.
Yeah. And its power is very significant, right? It's above human scale. So it's overwhelming. And this will drain your sanity until you're eventually a slave.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't happen, the only thing it can do to light is create an air vortex.
Right.
It's very expensive for this thing to do that air vortex. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that your magic points are equal to your POW. So it takes more than half to do this vortex, which could put out like a torch.
Yeah, but
it'll
put out a torch, comma, American, but not a torch, comma, British.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you know, just get all your Ramsey Campbell, Goatswood adventurers. And send them to fight the blackness from the stars. Like, I feel like with a lot of flashlights, like mag lights, have you seen how bright those things are?
Oh, yeah. A decel mag light? Come on.
Yeah. Like, a candle does damage to this thing. Like, candlelight does. Like, this is the wimpiest god in this book.
It is, yeah.
You know? Like, and it, you know, it's, I like the flavor of it, and I like how easy it is to destroy. It's like the Haunter in the Dark.
Yeah.
You know, Lovecraft story where like the avatar of Nyarlathotep that gets killed by a flashlight. Like, I don't know if those are just scarier in Lovecraft's time.
Maybe. I don't know. You know? Like the guy thought that swamp ghoulers were scary. So.
Well, and black people. so like, you know, I guess like think if you think some races are scarier than others, like thinking a flashlight is scarier than nothing makes just as much sense.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.